1 2 1 2 test test.
Would like to punch. Does anybody want to start on? It doesn't matter what topic. The last topic we discussed was medicinal plants with my father, and he's the one that. I gave that information out to you. We came up with the medicinal plants. If there's another topic you'd like to cover, we can cover those. Just look through your
pockets. When were you guys born?
When were you guys born?
In 1928.
She was born in 1928. This
Angel is Bay. Angel Bay.
At Angel Bay. What month?
She used to say December, but when I fixed my papers, old age paper, September 16. Make me
they go
worried.
By yeah. Church records because they don't have. They don't know when the elders have 18 on the October 18th. She, for many, many years.
July 17th. Yeah.
July 18th now. Oh, yeah. We're arguing. No. My mother. She thought her birthday was July 18th for many, many years.
25.
And then when she was getting her papers, just like Lena was, they found out she was born in October 18th. 1925. And she thought she was born in 1928, but records so show
what,
that she was
what
born.
Day, what day in October?
October 18th.
She was born Naniyucht
at Togiak. And Fred?
We again a lock knock me. Yucht home. When you cook Yucht car, I'm not to open a stock at the woman should go when you 75.
He said he was born at Wood River. He was born November 26th, and he's 75 years old. Yeah, I guess you have. Yeah. Dol, school Jimmy, is it okay if I asked about their education?
Yeah. In the school of Kaskrung, my 1941, maybe 3-4 months. That's
1941, she went to school.
I was 11
here.
Years old.
Mani Dillingham, mommy?
Mm-hmm. I stayed with Anuska Knutsen.
And she stayed with?
My auntie.
Her aunt, Anuska Knutsen. She went to school for. Kafjinkimni?
Maybe 3-4 months.
3 or 4 months.
When the beaver trapping, they take me, my coolie, take me. At river. Akpok River.
Did she stay with her?
Anuska Knudsen, she's one of the elders we have interviewed. My mother went to school for just a short time at Togiak. She was an orphan at a very young age, so the people that she was staying with needed a babysitter. And so they took her out of school. She had to start babysitting. Afji great beluten. She just went through the first grade. And here's the picture of Mrs. Knutson that Lena stayed with.
No.
She passed away last spring.
Also last spring, Mrs. Knutson passed away. Was mich school gefunden?
Weil Kurs gekommen. Und dann haben wir begonnen, school aus zu fahren. I've been 2 weeks to go to school and go to school. I've been to school and go to
school. He liked to go hunting and dog, using the dog team, so he said he went to school for 2 weeks. Mr. Frank Waski, who's related to the Smiths up the lakes, was the teacher. He was also our very first state representative, and he was the teacher, but he ran away because he felt like it was more useful to go do what the men did, and he went off with the dog team, so he went to school for 2 weeks. Mr. Frank Waski. Okay, any other questions?
How long have you guys been married?
5 years. The high button shot stick.
59, look like. 59, look like.
They don't know the years, they're just guessing. Hey, it's earlier than that because I'm older than that. So
54, 70.
Maybe.
Dora, 1944, 47. Yeah, maybe 54. 40-something.
We'll let it go at that. They don't know the exact years. We're going back to now the number of children that we will have a record.
Six boys, 2 girls, 1 adopted, 1. I raised him since he was a baby. My first grandson, he always called me Mama, Nick James. He's 20 years old. My first grandson, he always called me Mama.
Did you?
That's my 6 boys with Nick James.
Yeah.
And 2 girls, both of them got married. One of them down Seattle, one of them up Stu, married. 3 of them died. 2 boys and 1 girl when there was a baby.
14
households.
Oh, wow. And my parents had 14 children. And to date, there's
8 of us.
8 living.
Yeah.
And they have 5 grandchildren. And you have how many grandchildren?
15.
Wow.
3 adopted ones.
1,
2 big white kids.
6. Oh, 6 with my adopted daughter. Sorry, folks.
Richie got 2. Marcia got 1. Dora got 3. Karen,
Mark, Gary, and Karen. Yeah.
6.
How long has Lena been married to John?
How long were you married to John?
I don't know about that. I was too young. They forced me to marry when I was
See, they don't remember.
When I was 15 years old, they forced me to marry. Even I don't love my husband.
That's how they did it in the old days.
They put me to 17 years old.
Arranged marriages, so that's how they worked it.
You're 17 years old?
15.
When I was 15 years old, they let me marry to John, even I don't love him. He put me 17 years old, make it two more years.
At the time of marriage, they added years to her age, so they could legally say she was married.
Oh, so they said she was 17.
After I get married, I used to like to play outside. When I had first kid, my grandma used to babysit. I used to run out and go play out.
Because she was still a teenager, really young. Gemhuk kasut kadashwit you.
A womb kasut kwankuwa katukushuna sorakasuatha kasam pagarpilasho. Ustu yagani kasus. The one license is a good man, Billingham.
Some white man, traveling white man, who end up to Mustuyahak, had them get married. But they had to come down and get a marriage license. So I think she said.
Their parents accepted it?
Changak fknakika angayu kafchika kasuta kata miklu.
Only after 2 years, I guess. But we just stayed together.
She said she was 15 when she was forced to get married, but actually she was 13 when the first proposal came.
She was how old?
13. And Mrs. Knutson said, no, she's too young. And so they waited till she was 15. Now, are there parts of, in looking at the video yesterday, did you kids come up with questions you might want to ask?
What's a monkey boat?
Oh. Monkey boat and
Salaya Twitter beat. Don't know. Nang tahtu tunay luki tot na jira sukat yut. Yut kasakit pustinati. Yut tagwa. Yumin na takasat yut. A jira kai tot.
Kais pemung su mangki po mangki nga saka luku.
Toi ko nang tahtu tit pitkluku.
I used to hear that
when I was a kid. They all recognize what a monkey boat is. They said it's like a little ship. We seen it and he seen it. The name was given, monkey boat was given by the native people and not by the white people. And I asked him why was monkey chosen, and he said it's because boats were towed by them. But where monkey came from, I don't know. Monkey tka kaspeta atritten gatschen.
No, Mickey took
that part he doesn't know. But it was named by the local native people. And from looking at old movies, they see these apes and gorillas and they think they're pretty tough. So that's where the name comes from, monkey boat, because that boat was pretty tough. And it also, she said, it also towed not only the sailboats, but the smaller rowboats. You've seen it on the video, right? There's a bunch of sailboats and then smaller boats. And right after fishing period was closed, monkey boats would haul the boats like to here or to Ika.
I remember when I was a little girl and what they call that Pacific
channel? Nushigap.
Nushigap. They were staying there summertime. I was a little girl. When it's really nice and calm, the fishermen coming and sailing boats, no engine, nothing. Used to, when it's really calm, they make every noise from their doing like this, lots of boat coming up. When it's calm.
No sound of motors, just the sound of oars slapping the water.
And pretty soon monkey boat threw them up to Gillingham.
Monkey no nayok kusoki.
Oh, now he's saying, you know the hairy men that the Eskimos talk about? They considered those part monkeys, and they also had seen movies of apes and that, but they were named because Yulriks are considered to be very tough, hairy men. They named the monkey boats after them because they were really strong. He said many years ago when he was a young man, he went out dip netting trout and he had Georgi Lutsik and Ginasluapa.
Bakshat,
they were going to go and gather trouts. And he said when they're dip netting in the river or the lake, he said he hasn't personally seen a hairy man, but he'd seen them at work. They were shy. They'd gather huge stones like this, and hairy men were really good at throwing those stones at them while they were trying to work. He said, during the day they don't see them, but from experience he knows they like to throw rocks at people while they're working. Yeah, she said her husband John, he's the elder we interviewed, has seen a hairy man,
you chan not to do loony chally loony and meet that what the rib caraboo rib by there was hanging on the can, you know, hanging. Pretty soon chan not hear something and you look at hairy man was cutting from that ribs, and when he see Janak, he shoot that rib to him, and pretty soon he jumped way far. Jari su ya that bushes at you, jump way far. Really light man. He never bothered Janak. He just saw that what he steal from that hind. Yeah.
So Harryman really didn't bother people, but they tended to go steal the food because they were hungry, steal food that the people, you know,
maybe
harvested
they could,
or gathered.
They could jump from here way like that, jumping like that.
And
really
they were very agile, they could jump far.
He got
long feather, Janak say. Long, even that long. Long hair.
Long hair.
Only white right there got no hair. When you
just
see him, yeah.
Where do you think he's supposed to be at?
Nani, look, you will go with that dot.
You will go meet. Any place.
Many times they live out in the wilderness, but many times if they come near man, they're usually hidden in bushes. I remember a few years ago in the Bait Times, there was an article, they seen a hairy man near, where was it, Manakota? So people still believe in them, and they still think they exist.
You will rift to talk to Anna Kalamchi Lakto. Tuasuk kais pitar kan king yah sukumat nuk king yah cok dah tuing nai binga do tuasuk kuli lu. I don't know how we do.
She said the way human beings become hairy men is if two hairy men caught a human being, that grab him by under the arms and run with the person. And the person would become light and agile as the hairy man. And when the person would, the hairy man would let the person look back. And if the person looked back, he'd find his liver on the ground, the human liver. And that is the way to become a hairy man.
That's
the way a human being becomes a hairy man. And she said this is told by John.
John Gumlokat tell me about. May hook Janak say Tahtum Tahukwangutao Kamaj Lahak.
And John says to this day our livers make us humans heavy. He said hairy men without livers are light and agile. And she said she doesn't think anything would live without livers.
And this is Janak say, I'm telling about my husband's stories, not mine. I don't know nothing about those. When one time John did tell me, did he take hairy man, and they put him in a, you know, a chikamun.
Oh, under a trash.
Yeah, glue chalk, let them stay. Only the evening time, morning time, they buy uchtakam. And pretty soon that lady, he don't know what the man or girl, pretty soon he got, you know, his feather coming out like us, like this, no more hair. It was pretty lady.
The hairy man, wow. John captured, they stuck underneath the fish cache, and underneath the fish cache was enclosed, so they used it like a little jail, and they kept the hairy man in there.
Wow.
They fed him every day. And I guess the lady lost her fur. And it was a
she was really jumpy, hook every time they give him food, and really jumpy, you know, scary. Scary. Pretty soon he got no more hair, she was really pretty lady. They take him out and lead Kahaluku Yuksago to Queen Lita long time ago. That was long time ago, Janak. That's Janak's story, not mine.
They finally released her and they had her live in the village. Somebody watched over her.
So whatever happened for any did she
She
probably got married to one of the people.
Yeah, we drive what do it down.
Probably, yeah. Got married to one of the village men. Akuya got me Yulrikunasmi Chingsiya got Tamakun
Sing Siya Mukchanak thanks for you for me. Lanispear maybe too weak.
I agree. Yeah.
What really sharp natcha chingsiya.
Ha. Okay. I asked her, since we're on the topic of hairy men and big people, what about the little men that people talk about? And she said John also seen a little person. They're called singsiks in Yupik.
He was
Togiak?
On top of the mountain, someplace he was standing up, little man, for he got cap like this,
sharp
cap, little man. I don't know what happened to him.
Tamakut kapinich tutwasak.
Tamakut pinin rechakut. Tagwamingri matjeni. Kuin asu neistahto, vankuk suositu. Pieni nanvakolomme pieni, inga tehut keohut nunnitni. Tamakut pitsetin saulutin pilahtet. Ke muht huulutin su.
Juu
tsoja kaa mukamu. Ke muht huulutin su nupsehkata. Tamakut.
He said he upon his travels with Georgi Lutsik around the Snake Lake area, around the mountains there, they've encountered these little people, and the little people had the ability to change their voices. Some of them would have voices that sounded like dogs. And my mother thought maybe it's their dogs you heard. And he said they didn't have any dogs. And he said they weren't strong, but they lived around the mountain areas.
Jali tamakut yugunuk jali tut tut yuilgum yuilgum.
And
do Maxima Tan Kanam Chickley, Guruvama Atasano.
He said, Mr. Moxie, who was an elder up the lakes, his father would talk about the little people that also capture humans. Chakchukilut. And she said that, and both of them are verifying that the people they captured that have them stay with them and become part of their little community. He said in one of their travels, again with Georgi Lutsik,